first time trying this. I'm not sure how the acoustics are working, what's being picked up around me, but I thought to myself while I was walking, like, I can probably just, you know, talk to myself, and it's almost like I'm in my own room, because even though there are people around me, there's not the highest chance that they're going to be able to understand what I'm saying. So, I don't know, like, whenever I listen to Thai people talk, I think I understand what they're saying sometimes, but then I'll be absolutely puzzled, like, completely puzzled, absolutely pixelatedly puzzled, and, yeah, I can't make out 8-bit very well. I mean, I can, everyone can, right? There's a charm to it. So yeah, there's a certain charm to listening to a language that you only kind of understand. It's like the graphics aren't very good yet. And yeah, I was having a few ideas. I'm not sure how, like, free verse I would want to go in my thoughts right now. I usually don't free verse thoughts vocally. I usually do that only on the page, which is, you know, really nice as a writer. Because, one, it's something that is like, boom, it's, you can see it, it's not tangible, I guess, maybe it is. Like, I don't know, is something on a computer tangible? I mean, like, there's definitely work, like, proof. But as far as, like, vocalizing my thoughts, my feelings, like, what's going on, like, almost like journaling in a way, because I do the stream of consciousness journaling pretty effectively, like, really effectively, so much so that, like, my fingers never stop moving, and obviously, there's still gonna be, like, space in between, like, things that I'm thinking while I'm just not fast enough to write it yet, but I guess, like, people are much better equipped at talking. You run into those people who, like, they don't like reading books because they like talking so much. And, obviously, I'm not one of those people. I think I would be, though, if I were around people all the time. Which I am, but, you know, living by myself makes it so that, yeah, I'm not. And you know what I can't... Okay, so what I can't do if I do a vocal journal is I can't play with the spacing on the page, which is really upsetting to me. But still, I can change the pace of my voice in the memo, so that's effective enough, I guess. I don't know, it's its own art, like, I can't do that on the page. Yeah, you gotta take everything for what it is. Oh, there's the cat right there. It looks exactly like Feifei. Hey, kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh my gosh, such a cutie. Such a cutie. Yeah, that cat is absolutely adorable. Exactly the same cat as mine back home. It's almost like my cat left home and followed me here. So it's kind of like reassuring, I guess. people in front of me again, so I know how loud I should talk. Because it's like, if there are just people approaching behind me, I don't know, it kind of feels weird talking. Don't say sick to a hospital. Goddamn. It's so funny because I told that to my class. I told them about the situation where the hospital called me and my, like, instant thought was just, yeah, this is a scam call. This is a scam call. Yeah, I instantly thought it was a scam call. So I just said, sit up, and I hung up the phone. And my and it's just really funny to me, because it keeps on, like, replaying in my head what one of the students said. Tintin. It's the fact that there was, like, a little bit of time away from the fact that I told the story. Like, he made a second realization of, like, oh, wow, teacher, you should not have done that. And he laughed, like, you know, he's laughing about it. He's freaking 13. Like, and like, me at the same time, I'm, like, explaining to him, I'm like, yeah, that's, right, that's, like, intercultural communication, that's culture shock right there. Like, the language barrier at its work. I think, I guess, my thought was, I don't think, like, if somebody was calling me specifically, I feel like they would reach out to me first in English. So, like, even though, like, the hospital called me, they started talking, and they had, like, my contact information and everything first, so it's like they knew who I was. And, like, they know that I don't know if they need something from me or if they want me to explain something to them. Like, I'm much better suited to English. But, man, like, I just, it's like, it drops that I know just a little bit of the tongue, and then, boom, it's like they just assume I know everything. Oh, God. Not bad for learning purposes, but it's annoying for, like, you know, communication purposes. I think gay men are the best English speakers in this country. Man, like, it's like sprinkling a little bit, and, like, I just want to, like, leave and get food, but the fastest way for me to, like, get to the food is, it's just, like, the complete opposite part. Like, it's not like I can turn around and take a shortcut, no, like, it's, like, the only option is the longest way to get there. on a stretch of there are no people around. I'm kind of power walking now. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? I have secrets. One of my secrets is I don't know where my next bottle of medication is coming from. Is there anyone who I can trust with that secret? Anyone in the world? I mean, my family knows, but they can't help me. Is there anyone I can trust with that secret who would have the possibility of helping me? The rain's coming down harder. There's a toad. So I'm walking faster. But the thing is, I'm under the cover of the trees. So I'm afraid if I go into the street, I'm not going to be under the cover of the trees. But I need to go under the street if I want to get food. Thinking about, like, making clickbait. But for, like, academic purposes. Leaving it now. I'm, like... What happens if I just get to 7-Eleven and then set down poor? Just wait? Like, that's the most awkward place to wait in the world. I gotta break this 1K though. Could have walked in front of the car. But you know, better safe than sorry. Yeah. Also saw a girl. She looked European or American. That's my stereotype read. I don't even know if I want 7. Like, day 22. The food court is closed. however. Is there a however? See, like, in my culture, we would have said bless you to that, like, even as a stranger. Oh, I'm walking past 7-Eleven, by the way. I don't know why, I just... Actually, I do know why.
Hey, what's up?
You tried the weed?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah, this is good.
Well, then I walked in there, I said, what do you recommend? I got this one, I got great, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And I've just been walking around all night, going, wonderful colors. You know what I mean? Like, wonderful colors. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And so I went back there to say thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I appreciate that, you know?
Yeah, cool.
Hey, this is a perfect country for a stoner.
Yes, it is.
The weed's really good.
Yes.
And the food's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
Yeah, I'm off to get food right now.
Yeah. What do you need?
I don't know yet. Just kind of like look and see.
Enjoy, man.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. I'm Leo.
You too. I'm Connor.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
I'm on if I tag along. I wouldn't mind something to eat as well.
Let's go. Yeah, that's cool. Fine.
But it's like we've just been sipping beers.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. The old bloke sitting on the side of the footpath. Where are you from, dude?
Ohio.
Hey, America.
Yeah.
I'm from Australia.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah, I like America as well.
Awesome. Like, why are you here?
Well, I come here for work. I come here for work every 6 months.
Every 6 months?
Yeah.
It's only half a year.
Well, no, like, in the sense of...
I've got,
I come for a visit, I do a bit of work, a bit of business or whatever, and then I go home again. Right? But it's my downtime. I always book it September because it's my birthday, right?
Uh-huh.
Always book it in March just to break it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's September. You're born in during rainy season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. This is spot on.
Yeah.
If I was going to digitally impose something, say, what's the temperature going to be? I'd say this. Boom, jacuzzi. This is jacuzzi, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is perfect jacuzzi weather. You know, you're sitting there, it's not too hot, you know, it's good.
Yeah, it is.
So what are you here?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've been here for 1 year.
Okay. Love it?
Yeah, so far.
Dude, like, I've never been to Ohio, but to me, it's that word called, you said, juxtaposition.
Yes.
You know what I mean? From where you grew up to this,
yeah.
That's the word I use.
Yeah, yeah. Because right. I'm from the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm a Hunter S. Thompson kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love this place, man.
You know, like, I was looking years ago, right?
Uh-huh.
And I go to my wife, how can I come here and make work out of this, right? And I did it. So, after having two children, I was coming here every 3 months.
Wow.
Right? Which is like a holiday.
Yeah,
it likes a holiday, right? And I love that, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking had two children, my wife went back to the office in the front of the house.
Yeah.
And I made money, she made money, you know what I mean? And we're surviving, man, you know, we're doing not more than surviving, we're living really well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's amazing.
Yeah.
But I still come up, like, I do vintage, they call it, right? Vintage clothing. But when I started doing it 15 years ago, it was just cool shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now it's fucking super expensive and shit, because everyone wants it. You know what I mean? It's like far out.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's what I do, man, because I have two kids. I'm the stay-home dad, and I work on Saturday and Sunday. So my wife's home Saturday and Sunday, so she gives the kids dance lessons, all that stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, next year, my son, who's now 4, I'm 56,
uh-huh.
He's going to start school next year.
Right? Really?
And he's one switched on little fucking dude, man. Like, the shit that comes out of his mouth. It's sophisticated, you know?
Yeah.
So it's straight up there, you know what I mean? Like, you know, blue, blue, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I love that, bro. You know, like, the ancient Greeks used to believe in the next generation after yours should be elevated by 10%. Not just taxes. It's
literally.
Kids are smart.
My students are smart.
Yeah,
they gotta work these things.
Yeah, look, you know what? I think I'm in a position that I can say my kids will go holidays together. I'm taking them all over to the Cook Islands in November.
Yeah.
It's a little wisp of sand in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
yeah. Like, fuck
yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, man. I can't wait. It's my mate Walter's birthday. He's turning 60.
Wow.
He used to own a nightclub in King's Cross, which was the badass area in the city.
Really?
Anyway, we'd have lockdowns there, dude. The doors would shut. We'd do lines on the bar, do shots, whatever. Yeah, drinks for $5, whatever it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, insane. Anyway, he always said to me, he goes, I've got a lot of land. He goes, you know, it's family land, you can't sell it. He goes, I want to, you know, get investors and make a, you know, like a serene, beautiful fucking environment, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I'm like, yeah, for sure. So he's been back there, I've known this guy for 20 years, right? He's been back there for the last 5 now, right?
Yeah.
And I'm really happy for him. He seems happy as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, man, looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of food do you like?
I eat everything, man.
Are you familiar with this area?
A little bit, yeah.
Have you watched it, like, market before?
Nah, but to me, they're all the same. They've got the same sort of stuff. You know, they know what you like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit on sticks. You know what I mean? Like,
it's hard for
me. You know what I mean?
It's hard for me to get them a vegetarian.
I just gotta
walk for a long time. I'll get fruit.
Spring rolls with no meat.
I get,
spring rolls with no meat.
Like what?
You know, spring rolls. Well, you know, they make those. Vegetable,
like,
vegetarian?
Mind sabi dat, mate, huh? Any mind sabi dat, mate? Sabi dat? I need your item, mate. Okay, I'll know you, huh?
You
speak?
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, so. Part nutritionist, you know what I mean? Definitely. And it's like, you know, it's like we want to teach the kids surviving skills, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How to talk, how to talk, you know what I mean? What good art is.
Yeah, yeah.
What kids say?
I think it's, let's see.
A barbecue shirt?
Yeah. Yeah, barbecue.
Should be Stoner City, dude. Seriously.
I'm trying to tell my buddy that. It's like Ohio in the US. It's like.
Are there stoners there?
Oh yeah, plenty. But the like the shops, way different. The shops are like hospitals. But here they're like, you go and you just like chill, watch a music video, play some video games.
Mate. I brought my kids here. Wanna get away? Whenever that time, whenever that island will come out,
just get in an Uber, take you straight down the coast to Redmond, get a full boat across the island, and go into the water.
Like my one problem with ocean.
Yeah, man, but you can get a mask, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
A mask and a book.
Yeah.
Like the John Lennon sunnies in there, the little ones.
Yeah.
Anyway, dude, I used to love going there. Before having children, I used to come here to pick up stuff. And because I didn't have to wait for water things to be made or whatever, I go down the coast.
Do paradise, I get up, I stress, I meditate, I have a swim.
You're in the ether, you know what I mean? It's just so pristine. Yeah. Anyway, and I like food, man, like all this flavor. That was less than a
minute. Yeah. Yeah, it's insane. I tell it to the folks back home and they're like, what? Like, this is how much I pay for rent, this is how much I pay for food, this is how much for transportation. They're like, that's found it.
So you're getting paid enough just to survive or to make the money on the side as well?
Yeah, they pay me. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way, bro.
Yeah. They keep me afloat.
That's the way.
Yeah, make sure that I can stay comfortable.
That's nice. Good on you, bro. Good on you. You know, life is yours, dude. You know what I mean? Your destiny is yours. You know what I mean? Like, we are a reality where if we're happy, we're fucking amazing. If we're sad, we're fucking dismal. You know what I mean? But you don't say dismal, like, I remember a mate of mine, little Phil, and he goes, can you be depressed, man? You know, like, you know, I can't get my head out of this. Without depression, it wouldn't be any good. Cinema, poetry, music.
Yeah.
Well, what are you talking about?
Yeah, man,
you're right. You don't know. You know what I mean? You don't have shit to write about. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Like, that's what it's about.
Yeah, suffering. Yeah, like, people are like anxious all the time. Well, it made them do something, you know? They were just like sitting there doing nothing, and now like sculpture. That rock, now it's you know, it's an angel now.
Man.
Yeah.
It is. It's a wonderful ride, like, you know what I mean? It's so wonderful. You know?
Yeah.
Listening to an audio book on the way here.
Yeah.
And for the sake of the mushroom of the cross, it talks about the beginnings of religion, like a shamanistic group. And they try to bet three sea salt and they get this one on a lebro.
Yeah.
This is cypress.
Yeah.
Right? But he's fluent in Aramaic and Fetch. Right? And the Vatican goes, yeah, no worries, you can go and decipher him, but after that, they go down to the catacombs.
Yeah.
Anyway, it talks about religion, origin, and how. Well, I've always believed in man from the dawn of time to want to control man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's things like information, religion, things like that, that are overtaken by not good people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mate, you don't need anyone to say you can love your neighbour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Forgive them.
Yeah.
You might say their kid one day, the house is burning down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Happened to me once, right? I was living in Darlinghurst in Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
In the city. It's a pretty cool area.
Yeah.
Anyway, I get up like I normally do, go and make a coffee. I'm sitting there and I'm watching Cubby.
Yeah.
And I hear someone go, hey. I'm like, what? Right. Nothing. I'm in trouble again.
Yeah.
ran up to the front door, you know, opened the screw door, and I was like, this girl. And then my office met. Yeah, he got over. Like a cheaper in the spaghetti.
Like a wet fish, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at these yuppies looking down from the top, baby. Just staring. Yeah, come around. Yeah. Hey, look, fucking what, it's not a fucking entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the ambulance turned up.
Uh-huh.
By then, I knew his name.
Yeah.
He calmed down.
Yeah.
Told me he was off his meds.
Yeah.
Right? And the ambulance turned up. I go, look, he's off his meds. His name's Malcolm. Yeah, he's a good guy. All of a sudden, the cops come down, running down with the lights on, with the big, the batteries, right?
Really?
And I'm like, whoa, stop. It's all,
yeah, cool.
Like, it's all cool, man. It's all
right,
cool.
Right.
You're like, what? You don't have to beat anyone? You know what I mean? Right? Anyway. Yeah, I'm a funny joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, man. I called the ambulance, he dropped his meds, he's traumatic, you know, and they took him away, man, you know what I mean? Like, they took him away, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's
sad.
Well, it is sad, you know what I mean? Like, I see people laying on the street now, right? And I want to believe that I'll get there, you know what I mean? And it's just like, the life is so fucking brutal, man, and a lot of respect, you know what I mean? That's what I love about it, it's fine, you know, like I love the new and gritty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is, you know,
it's nice, it's dirty, it's colourful,
it's yeah.
out sometimes,
yeah.
you know what I mean? But this is it.
Yeah.
The food's amazing.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. You're going to do
it. Yeah.
Are you still at the beer?
I was actually going to say, there's a bar that I know, I think we can, you know, it's really nice.
Beer.
Yeah. It's a good view of the street. Yeah, I'm done with it. But you can take that there. Sure. Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah. Dumpsters here. They just like have piles, like trash piles.
Because what happens, you see those the tip truck come past.
Yeah.
There's three or four boys and they start selecting it and they splice it all up.
Yeah. Yeah, so like taking like the recyclables out.
Yeah, man.
Stuff. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I look around, I see like.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, like,
me too. Definitely. Yeah, like, what else? Like, there's nothing better to do.
I'm not the kind of boy that.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not like a passive, I'm more like an active. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I've got a room at my house.
Uh-huh.
Houses all mine and my wife's final.
Yeah.
And my wife is the main thing.
Yeah.
So she's got a lot of dancing stuff.
Yeah.
And I've got a session and everything.
Uh-huh.
A couple of thousand records.
Really? Just like your own library.
Huh?
Just your own library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. I started collecting these records at 4,500.
Wow.
On the Sound Station record.
Yeah.
A box.
Uh-huh.
50 cents.
Yeah. Really?
It's like in the early 80s or
okay.
something.
Okay, yeah.
So anyway, I paid 50 cents for a Rick James.
Yeah.
And he's standing there with a battle axe and a bird wrapped around his leg, right?
Okay.
And he's dressed like a caveman, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. I still got it.
Really?
I still got it. What happened?
It was your first one.
That was the first record
wow.
I
saw.
Central Station Records.
You know the net, like that's the store's name and everything. Got like the store's name, street corner.
Yeah.
The color, the color of the cashier.
Yeah. You know, like, and I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
The '90s came around.
Uh-huh.
Everyone fucked off their vinyl.
Really?
Dude, I come out. I used to live in trendy Bondi, right in Sydney. Come out of my house with the entire collection on the footpath.
Really?
This is in the '90s because CDs came out.
Yeah.
Right, and everyone's like, oh, the records are finished. CDs are easy. I can stack them in the boot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, let's cross. Let's cross right here.
Yeah. You know, like you get people over and they get people put on a record while you're having dinner and shit.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
Like the old days.
Uh-huh.
At the bachelor, I used to do that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, now we just...
come over.
Bluetooth.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
But you don't get the crackle.
No. Yeah, and it's a different, like, the whole
it's
process
of
doing
yeah, the
it.
Middle, the middle.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. This is it. So I put it on classical rhythm. On there's a that stimulates the brain. The muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got young kids, and I need them to get fucking muscly, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Here's the place.
Gonna be here.
Yeah.
Oh, that rain's beautiful, man. You know, I could sit outside.
Yeah, I don't mind sitting here. If they're not sitting here.
Beautiful. So we're like a we're gonna bring the building up. We're gonna bring people into it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, whatever as long as it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, anything. Okay. I sing. I like sing. Sing's fine.
Man, I got this massage yesterday.
Really?
She destroyed my calves, bro.
Really?
Like, she destroyed it. She felt the knot in there from my stress.
Yeah.
And she fucking needled it, and she needled it, and I'm like, I just said, thank you. Thank you for saving me, right? But the pain.
Yeah.
Painful, man.
Really? Oh. I've only had one time massage, and it wasn't a real massage.
Like, you got a handy.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It happens sometimes here, you know what I mean? Like, you walk into a massage joint and then all of a sudden she goes, can I pull your dick? And I'm like, come on. She's like, I'm like, alright, why not? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, she wasn't much of a masseuse.
Okay.
Yeah, she was just like, you know, trying to arouse me, you know? Yeah.
I get the full body rub,
uh-huh.
Right? And then the hand.
Yeah.
And then I say thank you, give him a tip, and I come out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You can tell what the big boy is, right? Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Is it better than ask how much they are?
How much what?
How much the fees are. They're not going to say they're selling.
I've been here, it's like 120, I think.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Cheers, man. Cheers, Ohio.
Australia.
Yeah, man.
I haven't met too many Australians. You're like the third, fourth, maybe.
Oh, that's
that I've really had a talk with.
Man, I've been in the States once or twice, right?
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah.
They're fucking wild, these people.
Yeah.
They're fucking wild.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you get here, and you book you get a convertible Mustang or whatever, right?
Right.
And you get there, you get the car, start driving. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah,
States.
There's a lot of driving on the road everywhere.
Drive around, right?
All the time.
Right. We're going from Vegas to San Francisco through the desert. And I put petrol in the car,
yeah.
And I've walked around to the shop, and there's a glass.
No, I
the length of the store, all of a sudden, it waved.
Really?
Like a sound wave.
Really?
Right?
Oh, my.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Wow. That place is crazy. Anyway, I walked in there.
Never been.
To pay my bill.
Oh, yeah.
And I go to the lady again to think I'm weird, right? I go, yeah. I was outside, and I go, and I saw the glass, and it waved, like it was like fluid.
Yeah.
Right? And she goes, oh yeah, she goes, Andrew's airbase is down the road.
They catch a lot of stuff.
No way.
And yeah, because that could quite easily be the sonic boom.
Desert.
But you don't hear it.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's how much energy it has.
That's crazy. Could you imagine, like, it could break it?
Bro. And it didn't break it. Just like, yeah. What about psychedelic, bro?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, like thinking if you really saw what you just saw, or was it like just a fly, a fly on the wall or something? Yeah.
You know, it's a good place for being a fly on the wall. Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
Why's that?
Because it's a fucking sophisticated culture, man. Like, it's so on point.
Really?
Like, everything's cool. Like, it's cool, right?
Really?
Yeah, they look here. Hey.
Yeah.
But even,
yeah.
Even like, you go through your neighborhood, and the bottom level of their house is a bar.
Wow.
And they open it at 5.
Yeah.
And they've got pickled sausages and beans and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it German?
Yeah. I'm like, I love these people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Like, I worked at Disney World, you know, I smoked with the Germans, like, backstage and stuff. And that was always, I really liked hanging out with them.
Yeah, man, they're intense.
Yeah, they are.
I've got a Kraftwerk album.
Uh-huh.
And my son sings it. We are the robots. They're touring again.
Really?
Kraftwerk, yeah.
I wouldn't have known.
Do you know who they are?
Not really.
Oh, okay, they're cool, man. They're cool.
Yeah.
They're like these, 1970s German fucking. What was that band? Devo. Remember that band Devo? Whitburn.
For my time.
I'm talking about the 80s. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Yeah, and my parents were like 70s, so I don't. You know, that's the gap.
Yeah. But anyway, they're playing as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man, they are. And it's just like, I love that. I love that people want to hear that. Well, the cups are still alive. You know what I mean? Like, let them play. You know, like,
there's a live music. There's a live music bar over here.
Right.
I walked in. I thought it was in a video game.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I thought I was a character.
We'll go there.
Yeah.
Right,
cool. Man, it was wonderful. It was packed.
Should we smoke a rip for that slip?
I mean, they gave us a. Yeah. Walk there and smoke.
On the way, guys.
Yeah.
So when you walk in the door, it's another level.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. How do you feel? They, in Thailand, they put ice in their cups.
I know. I get that in Mexico as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you been? Yeah, man. Obviously, in
there. I haven't been to Mexico. I've been to Costa Rica. But I have
similar.
Yeah.
Dude, Mexico's off the chain.
Really?
The food is amazing. The beers are good. They've got lagers.
Yeah.
They're cold.
Yeah.
Right.
Weather. That's the weather.
The weather's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's what I hate about home.
You know
it gets
what I mean?
Cold.
Like, yeah, bro. Fuck that. I'm up in Melbourne, man. Melbourne gets cold. I don't want to be there. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I turned 29 or something, and I got out of Melbourne, went to Sydney, which is further north.
Yeah.
When you go to the top of Australia, Noosa, places like that, they're in Southeast Asia. That's how big the country is.
Yeah. We're in Southeast Asia now.
So they've got the same weather temperament.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't swim in the beach because it's full of crocodiles.
No.
They'll fucking eat you.
Whoa.
Hey, bro. No one swims in the ocean.
So you can't even get close.
No, you don't
know. Oh my god.
Mate. People swim in a pool.
Yeah.
He's got it down pat. Yeah.
But they got crocodiles in the pools?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Really. People die because there's signage.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows like a crocodile with a red circle and an arrow. And underneath in German it says Achtung. Was that the baby?
Okay.
Right, like you know the YouTube song, Achtung Baby.
Baby Shark?
Sorry, man.
I'm a teacher.
Have you ever heard of a band called U2?
U2, yeah.
Anyway, they did a bit of a
City
song.
Of Lights. There's this one, I love this one song by him, Sleep. Right?
They've gone down a lot of good music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I remember being at a house party Someone's playing a record, Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Skeeter.
I don't know if I got it.
What a fucking amazing song, Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Really?
Is that an Irish riot or something? You know what I mean? That's like, that's
I got some of the Irish.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Irish. You know what I mean, dude? The weather's perfect.
It is.
Yeah, and it's not, the rain is like perfect
the
right now.
The rain's good, mate. I don't like the rain.
Yeah. I was on a bike on the way from home from work today.
Yeah.
Downpour. I had my laptop in my bag, not this bag. And I was just like holding it, like please don't get wet.
See those?
Yeah.
They were invented for this weather.
I know. I still can't.
I'll just fucking. I'll shower them when before bed. Right, when I go in the shower, I wear them. You hose them over, let them dry on the balcony.
Yeah.
And they're good to go.
Yeah.
These are the bomb.
I'm wearing a button-up shirt. I'm wearing khakis. Not like dark pants or anything. Khakis.
Yeah.
And like, oh my gosh, like shoes are soaked. I like have to take off
you're
my
great,
shoes,
bro. You're
my
great.
Socks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like yeah, just to get up.
Right. Nah, man, it's not the right. I come here when I come here with my wife. She wants to stay at a 5-star, right? So we stay at a 5-star.
Really? What's that?
Yeah.
Like?
Well, man, they got a, what the word, demure.
Okay.
They've got a demure about it, you know what I mean? Like, my wife's an art director.
Yeah.
So she
amazing.
Was
amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
And she likes, you know. I was in a taxi today and I was watching this crappy show. Right? Action Flick. And I text my wife, I videotape this, goes to 160Ks an hour.
Yeah.
Right? He's showing Jack Reacher or something.
Yeah.
Right? An action movie.
Yeah.
And I videotape it and I send it to my wife, because she's just come out of a meeting. And I go, I'm in a taxi about to die, I'm doing 160s, and we're going past people like they're walking. I've died a little bit today.
Really?
That's what I said to her. I go, I've died a little bit today. I go, unbelievable, the driving, and the roads were so bad.
In a car?
So, dude, in a fucking car. 160 in a car.
That, yeah. Not
you know
a sports
I mean?
Car.
Like a shitbox.
Really? So it's like shaking.
Oh,
like
no,
this
no, really.
Music coming
cool.
out.
It was cool. Like,
okay.
They put on these action movies, you know. It's
yeah.
Like, I'm not into them.
Yeah.
But how am I going to explain to these guys, dude?
Yeah.
All this.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, here's the thing. When I said to my wife, I'm in the car watching this shit show called Such and Such, she goes, her sister was the first sister director on that movie.
Yeah, really?
Right? Yeah. She goes, oh, Deb worked on that one. I go,
yeah.
Shit. She does those Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Because they make money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And you get to put your name on something, you know?
Then she's working.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
But, man, that show was so predictable, though. It was like,
yeah.
You know, like, I grew up watching Charles Bronson, you know what I mean? Like, the first film my dad took me to see at the cinema was Dog's Day Afternoon with Pacino. You know
I
what
know
mean?
Pacino. I don't know. You
watch it, man. You'll love it. It's called Dog's Day Afternoon. This guy goes to rob a bank in the 60s or 70s to get money so his mate can get a sex change.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Progressive.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And I didn't know all about that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you're like likable characters stuck in a bank with hostages.
Yeah.
And it's Pacino when he just did Midnight Cowboy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's like fucking 18 or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, really fucking good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so easy to... There's so much cliche stories, you know, like,
man,
same story,
read.
It's like Spider-Man 2.0, Spider-Man 3.0.
Hey, think about read, bro, you're like, fuck, are you serious?
Yeah.
Man, there's so much information out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, all you see is a fishing rod with a line
that's
and a
exactly
mobile phone.
That's exactly what I want, yeah.
And the mobile phone's going like this. You need these new Balance of the cool sneakers, all the cool kids are wearing these, get a pair of those. So I'm like...
How many seconds on the screen does it need to be? And so it's like implanted in your subliminal.
Yeah, switch it off.
Yeah,
saying,
yeah
switch
right.
Switch that shit off. You know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
I heard a comment once was, you don't realize the airplane mode is the best fucking button on that car.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why don't people use it?
There's the airplane mode, there's the do not disturb, my favorite, my two favorites. Because it's like, I know what I want to see.
Yeah.
And I will seek it out. I don't need the phone being like,
no,
hey,
man,
do this. Hey, do that. Look here. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's so annoying.
Dude, you know what? Walk down the street. You know what I mean? Like, my father told me a piece of philosophy when I was a child, right? He goes, Alexander the Great, you know, he conquered the known world. He went all the way over to India. They put him on a coin. They made him a saint, you know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, after fucking 16 years or whatever he was, he's marching up the main street of Athens and he's riding on being a demigod. He's on on an elephant and he's going up the main street of Athens. He sees an old man with a barrel. He walks over, he goes, don't you see the might? There's 1.5 million people in a procession, right?
Yeah.
He goes, I go slow because I'm in a hurry. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I look at my dad, I go, you fucking...
What?
Yeah, you fucking... You know, I come home one night and I'm drunk, right?
Okay.
I go in there and he gets up, you know, he goes, oh, you're home. I go, yeah. He goes, you want a toastie? I go, yeah, fucking no. You know, so he makes me a toasted sandwich.
Okay.
You know, like a cup of tea or something.
Yeah.
We do talk about the night and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I go, I get it, Dad. It's like this. Boom, 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 boom. There's an F40 Ferrari sitting there. The keys are in it. It's revving.
Yeah.
It's waiting for you to get in.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you get in. When you get to a kilometer down the street, you get out. Someone gives you a piece of paper and a pen, and they say, what was your experience?
Uh-huh.
You go, wow, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I was there within seconds, right?
Uh-huh.
Then I say to you, now I want you to walk for a kilometer.
Uh-huh.
And you go, down the street, smell some aroma, walk in there, your dad, you know, have this conversation, whatever. That's a life I want to live, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
definitely.
And then my dad laughed at me, you know what I mean? He loved
really?
It. Yeah, because I think about shit.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's...
So, are your kids going to laugh at you?
They always do.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I got the... I can't... I've hit the jackpot with the family, man. She's
awesome.
Oh, no. Sorry, man. Okay, I didn't leave anything here.
No.
Okay. I'll Matt, hang on. Oh, there you go.
Yes.
You're going faster because I've already had 16 of them.
Exactly. I was like, I gotta catch up. I was like, we were eating the toast. I was like, wait a second, I gotta say something to him so I can get in here.
Yeah, I turned 56 the other week, right?
Really?
And I got all my mates together.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Anyway, I organised it. My birthday was on Father's Day, which is the 3rd of September. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The story goes, my parents had two kids, they were both girls, right?
Yeah.
Rita and Mina. And my mum used to get my dad slippers every year for Father's Day.
Okay.
And she goes to my dad, you're not going to get slippers this year, I'm going to be your son. Right? He's like, all right, cool. You know, and she had me.
Really?
Little, yeah.
Just.
There you go.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But they didn't stop, they kept going. I had five siblings.
Yeah?
Six of us.
Really?
Six of us.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had two older brothers.
Okay.
I'm the youngest.
How was that?
I got spoiled. Yeah. Spoiled.
Lucky motherfucker. I was a middleman.
Yeah, that's the middle of the Oreo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. It's definitely, it makes a difference. It makes a difference.
Alright, are we moving? It's my round, right? Yeah, I'm going to pay for this.
Oh.
Can I give you the money you go up there and pull?
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. It's my second time there. Have you been to the roundabout?
The roundabout, what's that?
The BTS station.
I think so.
There's a statue. Have you seen the statue?
Yeah, I don't walk around today.
Yeah, so it's off one of the soys. Okay. The statue.
Yeah, man, I'm loose right now, dude. I don't have to be anywhere right now.
You still got that?
Yeah, let's light it up.
Yeah.
I've got two kids right now. I've got a
They're little, like in the sense of four and eight, that's what I'm doing. My son's been out of school this year, I can't fucking wait, I've been wiping asses for 8 years, dude. My brother's doing that right now, but I'm running a small business as well, you know what I mean, so you're like, two jobs.
You know, like, fucking
full on, bro.
Full on. I nearly missed my flight coming out. Because, you know, when I left Australia, I was like... Give that a go. It's tasty shit, bro.
They got like this, they pack like a gram of weed in there, dude. Yeah, bro, they're like a gram of weed. I'm like, dude, this has got one and a half grams of weed in it. I'm like, what? You're so fucking strong, dude. That's why I only have a little bit at a time. Yeah, I've had, this is the third go I'm having of it. Yeah, man. I had it, sort of, I had it dry, and then I had another hit back there somewhere. So I chucked beers the whole time. And now I'm having the third hit. And it's a good stone, man, you know? It's like, it's like relaxed. I feel more at home here now. You know what I mean? It's tasty. Yeah, like, I saw these, I thought this was only like 4 or 5 a.m. This time. And I came out and I went to the store there to get a double espresso, right? And there were all these guys sitting out the front, maybe 6 or 8 of them. And they're drinking beers and they're singing songs and shit. Anyway, in the morning, I came back during the morning, and I saw the cop pull up.
You guys going to clean up all the boxes and that? And they're like,
I wrote a scooter today.
Was amazing, dude.
Thing is about like running shoes is they wear out.
Yeah, right.
They wear out so quick because you know they're made for running. If you run all the time, they're gonna wear out really quick. And I was thinking
this armpit stink, you know what I mean? Like, this is it.
Okay. Yeah. sometimes I'll be walking and it's like, why does it smell so terrible? Like,
because you're living in a sewer.
Yeah, literally. And as you look around, it's like, I don't see anything that smells, but it smells absolutely putrid.
And the thing is, interview people freak out, and I think the reason why is because they realise that the world water levels, Kevin Costner made a movie about it called Water World. The level of the water in the world is going to keep continue to rise, so Bangkok's going to be non-existent in a few years.
Yeah.
And so that's why when they feel rain, they get up.
But that's the thing, like, a few years. Is that like what's a few? Like, because humans have been alive for fucking, I don't know, 25,000 years. Okay, what's a few years of humans?
Fuck all.
We get the beers and just go into the section.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Alright. Oh, man. So I'm going to say, alright, let's try that one.
Actually, yeah.
Have another go. Go.
Tell me.
What day is it?
Today is Thursday, September 14th.
Exactly.
We're on the board. Yeah, it's right over there. Yeah, we can go this way.
Good question. Eat your first one.
Yes.